Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
So in the scope of the universe, in the scope of this universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
November the 5th, 2016. We are back and better than ever. And we're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. I'm joined each and every show. He's capable, he's funny, and he's probably raring to go. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
There it is. Wow, we're back on this election weekend. Turn back your clock, weekend, and let's get some business out of the way. You can reach us on your phone by dialing 619-393-6728. 619-393-6728. You can listen. You can also hit the one button, and that gets you into our lobby, and we'll get you on the air. We're also in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs, T-H-E, the number 2-G-S, the 2 Gs. So we are there. We're back. Don't forget to turn your clocks back. Don't forget to vote. Stuff going on. We've been off for 3-4 weeks. Let's get going. How you doing, Gene? This is what you got.
Wow. This is unbelievable, huh? Back. It felt like we were gone for a long time. I don't even know if we got any listeners, but... Just going to give you a little update here, you know, because of the my Twitter page, Gary the Hat. That's Gary, D-A, Gary the Hat. I got a lot of feedback from, two listeners, that they don't like my segment in the beginning when I do the condolences. They don't like the condolences, I listen to the people, I'm not going to do the condolences anymore. All I'm going to say right now is, I'll give out a condolence to 2Gs to the Cleveland Indians, who were up 3-1 and blew the lead because of, I tell you, I don't know who managed worse, Francona or Madden. But anyway, I have to give it to Francona because Madden won. But the condolences go out to the Cleveland Indians after La Vista for blowing a 3-1 lead in the World Series.
Well, I'm kind of glad. The condolences are great, but it takes a little bit of our time. So I'm glad you're listening to the people. That's a good thing. Let's go right into the World Series. Before the season started, I picked the Cubs versus Boston. I felt this was a done deal. I don't know. It just felt like it was destiny. I know you don't believe in that, and neither do I, but I knew the Cubs were going to win this year. And it's a disgrace you have a 3-1 lead, 2 games at home, you can't close it out. But let me make 4 quick points here. I'm not happy that the Cubs won. The first reason I'm not happy the Cubs won is because when your teams are miserable, I have a lot of bad teams that play bad sports, you know, football, baseball, hockey, whatever it is. At least when my teams blow a big game or don't make the playoffs, I always can say, well, thank God I'm not a Cubs fan. Because they didn't win, and at least my teams at least had won recently, or, you know, within the last of my lifetime. Can't say that anymore. Number 2, the Cubbies, let them win. You have unleashed a beast, okay? You can say all you want. This team is young, and we get the monkey off your back. Watch out. The Giants won 3 out of 6, or three titles in 6 years. Cubbies are young. They're a young core team with a lot of homegrown talent. The minds of the Yankees in the mid-90s to the 2000s. And now this team is unleashed, and I think this team wins multiple times, if not back-to-back next year, but multiple times. So I'm not happy they won. I wanted to stay down. Okay, number 3. Buddy, the old Buddy and Michael show, our friend the professor, puts on the Facebook. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Madden is the best manager in baseball. Okay, I like Joe Madden. I wish the Mets had him, but he's not better than Bruce Bochy, who's won 3 out of 6. He's not even better than Terry Francona, who blew this series, but at least he's won 2 and took a depleted Indians team against this loaded team, so he's not even better than him. So I could talk about that for a while, but let me move on to my last point. I don't like them, you don't like them, but you got to get people that do. I mean, Theo Epstein, I know he got there in 2012. He didn't make a lot of these picks. But this guy, as president, he broke the curse in Boston. I think he had a bigger hand in that one than this one. But you got to give credit where credit is due. At 42 years old, part of breaking 2 curses. I mean, him and Lester. So real quick, turn it over to you. On the Mets, I give the Cubs wherever they want. And then I signed this guy, Theo Epstein, for $50, $60, $70, $80, $90, $100 million a year. Whatever the hell you want, come over and bring me a title. So there you go. That's my take on the World Series, brother. Very disgusted. And I told you they were going to blow it. Oh, no, they're going to come in. You can't pick 3 people. You can't do it. I know they're hurt. But you can't pick 3 people. It's not the Yankees in 2009 or 10 or whatever they did it. Eventually, these hitters are going to catch up to you. So there's my take.
All right, yeah. You want to pat on the back that you picked the Cubs? I mean, how easy was that to pick the Cubs?
You didn't pick even the Yankees and the Giants, which is a farce. Forget it, brother. I picked it.
I mean, how easy is picking Cubs? I'll give them their due. I mean, they won it all. But baseball loses out. People say, "Oh, you're crazy." No, baseball loses out that the Cubs. See, before Boston won, you had Boston and the Cubs, who haven't won in a long time. And the Red Sox are playing the Yankees. It was a big draw, because the Red Sox just could not get over the hump, and they always wanted to watch and see. But once the Red Sox won in 2004, I mean, the games don't matter anymore because they won, And this is what's going to happen to baseball now with the Cubs. There's no storyline anymore. They're just another team that won the pennant. There's nothing going on now. You know, you can always say, oh, look at these poor Cubs, 108, 107, 108 years. There was a storyline in baseball. That was the storyline, the lovable losers, the Cubs. And now that they won, what's baseball got now? People say, well, the Indians haven't won it since, 48. That's not 108 years. They've been in the 90s, now and in the 2000s. They've been in the World Series. I mean, the Cubs haven't been in the World Series since 1940. That was a storyline in baseball. And now baseball doesn't have that no more. I mean, so there you go with the Cubs winning.
What about my point, brother, real quick about the Buddy saying Joe Madden, he's the best manager in baseball. He didn't win with Tampa Bay. They had a young team. They didn't win. I mean, what about that? He's the best manager in baseball.
Well, here's how I was getting to that now. My next point.
Okay, sorry, brother.
How terrible job managing. I mean, he literally almost handed the game to the Indians. I mean, first of all, you go to the night before with a 7-2 lead and you're putting in your closer. I mean, first, right there tells you he's a lousy. He has no faith in his team. Okay, no fate. 7-2, I mean, you're up. You're not down, you're up. And second of all, he's in the seventh game of a World Series. He's got a pitcher, Hendricks, who's pitching great. And he takes him out in the fourth, I mean, in the fifth inning with two outs. And brings in Lester, who gives up, a couple of runs to make the game close. And then because he's using Chapman the night before, you know, they got a feel of him, and he gives up the home run to, tie the game. I mean, he's literally giving this game away. He's got a guy with 3-2, man on third, with one bunting with a 3-2 counter. I mean, terrible job managing. But they won in spite of his lousy managing. Okay, so I'll give him there. And even Francona, I didn't understand this because I didn't know that Salazar of the Indians was available to pitch in the World Series. Salazar, who's probably the second best pitcher on their team, was available. What's Francona do? He puts him in a game that they're down 5-1 for mop-up duty. Okay, now don't get me wrong. He went with the three pitches. But Bauer and Tom, they're not Pettit and they're not Sabathia. You know what I'm saying? They're not top-line pitchers. And if you have a pitcher like Salazar, who's available to pitch,
I agree.
Why didn't you put him in that when you're up 3-1 to try to lock the game, get down? Instead of going with Bauer with the cut thing. So both of these managers, they're terrible job managing the teams. But and the one I got it done was Madden, so... Congratulations, Stan.
Yeah, I said to you, brother, I mean, I know they were injury-ridden team, but you're not going to win with these three. Like you said, they're not Pettit. They're not Sabathia. It's a while. You're just not going to do it. And you're not. You need these four pitchers. If that guy was available to go, should have went. But, hey, they won. I'm not happy about it, but it is what it is. You know, I made that prediction. And we should be on the clock maybe next week, so we have a lot to cover. But we never made our football picks. It's mid-season right now. We should make our football picks maybe next week, so let's be ready for that. So come up with a – if you pick the Giants, the show's over, because you can't keep picking the New York teams. You got to take this seriously. If you're not going to take it seriously, then we're not making our picks.
Well, because if I pick the Giants, it's a serious pick.
Oh,
why is every time I pick? How come every time I got to pick my team, it's not a serious pick?
Because you know I'm gonna pick again. I'm not contesting this. I'm gonna pick them at World Basketball soon. If you pick the Knicks, then you know something's wrong. If you don't pick the Knicks, okay, then I'll give you that. Okay, the Rangers, we go for that too. I predicted Rangers and Edmonton. That's what's gonna happen. But we'll do that another time. All right, brother. So baseball's over, and that's it. Now we're into the football and the hockey and basketball. We'll have plenty of time to talk about that. We have a big election coming up here. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let me tell you, before we get into that election thing, I got to give a shout out. A lot of times I get on this cable, Comcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this time I have to give them a shout out is good because I was having problems. First of all, I was having the bill went up again, a few dollars. So I wasn't happy about that. But I called them up, and not only that, my computer was acting strange. Remember when they had that Yahoo thing going on there, somebody hacked into Yahoo?
Yeah.
So I don't know, for some reason, that day I changed all the passwords. We did everything you're supposed to do. But the computer hasn't been running right. So I called them up and told them that they have this thing called Norton Virus. It's supposed to go on your computer. I didn't know it was a free service.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
This Advast thing. It wasn't working properly. Computer was running slow, a lot of stuff. Well, anyway, I called them up. Make a long story short, I called them up. I told them I'd like to get the Norton. This is no problem. At first, every time I try to put it in there, Advast would deny it, saying you can't, they blocked it. So I was getting kind of discouraged. So I got on the line, and I got this guy came on. He was an Indian guy, and I really couldn't understand what he was saying. I mean, I kept saying, why? I don't know what you're talking about. What do you want me to do? So finally, he probably got disgusted, too, and he says, you mind if I just take over your computer? I says, I'll make you take over as long as you're not a terrorist.
Yeah, that's fun.
As long as you're not a terrorist, take over. He took over my computer, put the Norton in there, cleaned everything out, and now my computer works fine, real great. So I want to give a shout-out to Xfinity and for taking care of that problem.
Yeah, well, once in a while it's good. And, as you say, heavy fare. A lot of times it's negative, but this time it was positive. Yeah, Norton's a good, it's very good to have. I have an old computer, it's like 11 years old, this laptop. But if you get a computer, you need virus detection. It does make a big difference. So I'm glad that worked out. All right, but coming up here real quick, we got a big election coming up, and people on Facebook are probably sick of me, you know, because, I mean, Frank could probably tell you this. I'm all in with Trump. And I'll say this, it's getting close, but to any brother like this again. Maybe I can't say ever again, but it's going to make a while. When you have a guy who the Republicans really don't like, the Democrats don't like, the media don't like, you have a guy who's outside of the political realm. He's not a politician. He never has been. And he comes in, he's using his own money. He's not afraid. He says it like it is. He takes the abuse. You're not going to get an opportunity again like this because you get the Bushes, the Clinton, the Obamas, the Bushes, the Clinton, the Obama, the Clinton. The same, the different sides of the same coin. We have an opportunity right now to make a choice. And these, in Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, we can win this election, brother. If not, law and order's out the door, open borders. I mean, brother, I mean, this is our opportunity to make a stand right now. So I want to say, please, I'll say this. You're not going to like this, but I'll say this. 8 years. 8 years I'll give up of any of my sports teams winning a championship for 8 years if I can win on Tuesday. I've got to get this on Tuesday. I'm getting hyped, but I have to get this on Tuesday. So please go out there, wherever you're listening, and vote for change. We cannot have another Clinton in the White House. So that's my take on the election, buddy. You have any thoughts? I know that's not your thing.
Well, first of all, what I'm going to say is, I really haven't been big. I mean, it's my fault. Don't get me wrong. You can all blame me. I haven't been big into the I vote every year.
Okay.
Yeah. I really don't get into the nuts and bolts. You know, I look into a few things that I think that's a value to me, and I go ahead and I'll vote that way. Mm-hmm. You know. And
sure.
And I think one thing with this Trump guy is that that he even got this far. People are totally fed up with politicians.
Thank you.
I mean, the lies and the bullshit that come in, that they're going to do this and they're going to do that, and they're just the same old crap no matter who gets in there. It's the same old crap year after year after year. I mean, people are just fed up. So what I'm saying is, if you people, the American people, if they are fed up with the stuff that's going on after all these years, then they got to vote for Trump.
They have to. They have to. Not perfect,
people,
but they have to. He's not perfect.
You know what I'm saying? They got to vote for Trump if for all these years the people are fed up. You know, I mean, I told all this crap out with his womanizing and all that bullshit that comes out. You know, I mean, they just. But.
Let's say
it. So I'm saying is, if all you people out there, all you American people, everybody listening to the show,
mm-hmm.
if you're sick and tired of what's going on, we need a real change.
We do.
You know,
we really
need change. No way, I'm going to change. It's not change. It's the same old politician.
It's the same old thing. Same old thing.
This guy is totally out of the box. And
out of the box.
He made me laugh. He made me laugh in a lot of things. But he made me laugh when they had the debate. And she says that he wanted to win an Emmy. He was mad because he didn't win an Emmy. And he looks into the camera when they put the camera on him. And he goes, yeah, I should have won. You know what I mean?
I love it, brother.
Classic stuff.
I know. I love it.
If you want the same old crap year after year, the same old, you want another 4 years? If you want change, and you want to give it a shot and see, I mean, you got nothing to lose, vote for Trump.
I come say a lot from you, brother. That comes a lot. I know you're not big into the politics. But I know you do study issues that are important to you, and that you're right. That is classic Trump. I mean, that classic Trump saying, and the man loves America, but let me say this real quick. Every time I watch all these Facebook Lives, every stop, brother, not one or two, every stop. You know what he does before he gets on his plane? He says thank you to each and every law enforcement officer. He shakes every one of those hands, every single one of them. He loves America. You look at his kids. This is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer, brother. I'm not saying that he can solve every problem the president can. We need a strong person who can, not afraid, is outside the box. That's out the two G's. We don't have to say politics too much, but that's where we are. Please go out and vote. And if he loses, I'm going to be in sackcloth and ashes for probably a week. I mean, I'll be devastated. But, okay, let's move on, brother. Let me get some numbers out real quick. 619-393-6728. That's your way in. All right, brother, we got a few more minutes left here. The Walking Dead. I mean, if you're not watching that show, I don't know what to tell you. But, brother...
All right, but before you get into anything, don't give anything away, please. I don't want the people mad at us.
I won't give Andy away, but I'm telling you, brother, when he killed Glenn and that eyeball came out...
What?
I mean, what the type of that was... I what's the matter?
I had no idea. You're ready to watch it.
Oh. You didn't watch it yet. Oh, man. I was only kidding, though. I don't know what happened. I was just kidding.
I can't believe it.
I was just kidding.
You not to give anything away.
I was kidding. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not going to tell you he's going to kill Abraham. I'll leave that one a secret. I'll leave that one a secret. I won't say anything about Abraham.
Oh, not Abraham.
Yeah.
Why is Frank doing the
sleeping thing? Because of the Walking Dead? Come on, brother. Give me some Walking Dead. That was an amazing episode, brother.
Unbelievable. That's amazing.
That was unbelievable.
What is a disease? See, now you're getting
it.
You're getting the disease.
I know. Why? It's a great show. That was an amazing episode, but I mean, you don't get better than that. I mean, that was it was crazy.
It's not The Good Wife. What can I tell you? It's not The Good Wife.
I don't know. It's not the was he like that murder show? What would you call that show? He liked with the black woman. The secretary was the name, the black lady. I forgot the name of that show. Frank watches. What a piece of crap. Forget it, brother. Give me some thoughts on The Walking Dead as we get some time here.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the show gets better. I mean, it's incredible. It drove me crazy that the episode, the first episode, when I said, they kept us in the dark like they were. And the same thing as the people kneeling, they were in the dark of what's going to happen. They kept you on the edge of your feet. I mean, it's fantastic. I love the way where the show's going. That's all I'm going to say on it, I mean, if you're not watching it, and stop with the Z's, the show is a great show, Stop with it's a fantastic show. Watch it first, then tell me, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Number one show. I never thought, like Little House on the Prairie, it's a whole different genre, but that was my favorite show. But there's no compare. This is the best show ever on TV. No doubt, it is amazing. Oh, yeah, Scandal. Frank like that show, Scandal. Now, I can't criticize it because, I didn't watch it. But, I mean, come on. You're not going to compare Scandal. Brother, you might watch that to The Walking Dead. You watch Scandal?
That's the same old frivolous shows. It's the same show. Scandal.
Same show.
Notorious.
Same show. Same show. Same show.
Yeah.
Same crap.
Same old stuff.
The Walking Dead was amazing. I think it was a fantastic show. Maybe you get some Emmy loves, but I'm not going to hold my breath anymore about that. Who really cares about that? I mean, I say it, I don't care. As long as I'm enjoying the show, that's all counts. And I'm telling you what, I'm enjoying this right now. I'm not watching a lot of shows. I gave up on Gotham. I gave up on that this year. Enough of Gotham. I had enough of that. I gave up on that. Don't watch it anymore. So right now I'm watching Exorcist, Hell's Kitchen, and The Walking Dead, brother. That's it. Those are the only shows I'm watching, and then I'm watching The Leftovers, Season 2, which is not that good, and Narcos. That's where I am with my shows right now, brother.
Okay, what I'm watching, one show that does not get any love, and I like, is The Strain. Okay? Mm. That's one show that I enjoy. It just had its third season conclusion Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday or whatever, but... So you're not watching the new American Horror Story? Big because
nope, not watching it. Jay's he watches it, but I've not been watching the. I haven't been watching it. No, brother.
I mean, in terms of total gore, this is right up there with the Walking Dead, this American Horror Story. Yeah. I don't know how to feel about it. I was hoping you would. I don't really know how to feel about it. It's they're doing a reality show type deal, and then now they have some found footage. They started out as a reality show with the actors playing the the main people, and now they're doing a found footage thing about how the actors and the real life people went back to the house, and it's crazy. But I just wanted your take on that. But you're not watching it, so that's it. And basically, besides it, that's what I'm watching. I mean, American Horror, Walking Dead, and then there's some staple shows like Blue Bloods and all that. But you can't really get involved in any shows because you don't know if they last anymore.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's exactly right. I'm taking a chance on The Exorcist, and they may cancel that. Who knows? All right, but I'm going to go real quick. We only got one or 2 minutes for comments. Don't give me reasons why. Just pick something because I need help. Denver at Oakland. Just give me a team.
Denver.
Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
Pittsburgh.
Okay. And like I said, the Giants and Philadelphia. Real quick, too. Can the Giants ever get a game? I can't remember a game. You can't win every game by blowout. You can't. Too competitive. Can the Giants play one clean game, brothers? Just one clean game where they play a phenomenal game and they just wipe out a team. This is going to be a final little kind of thoughts here. And is anything?
It's the Giants. That's all I have to say. It's the Giants. No, they can't have a clean game. It's annoying when you have a quarterback who's been in two Super Bowls and makes rookie mistakes. And you got a lunatic on your team, which I really don't understand how this offense doesn't get going. But it's the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, this has been like this all the years we've been watching them.
I know. I agree, brother. I'll probably get one game tomorrow. Okay, but the final thoughts here, because I have a little something I want to end with. But final thoughts.
All right, first I want to give a shout-out to our cousin Steve, California. His birthday was yesterday, so give a shout-out there. Thanks for everybody coming back and listening. Keep sending your tweets to Gary the Hat. And appreciate you wherever you're listening to a show. Tell your friends, your family, your animals. We even take animals to listen to the show. Anybody. And anything. So, adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take it easy.
And listening to this, I hope it comes out clear. If not, I apologize. Here it is. Here it is.
America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
All right, how do you get that? It may not be clear. But please, people, go out and vote. Trump, we have to win this election. All right, folks, we will be back next week. I know we were out for a little bit, but we're back. We're going to get right in the groove of things. Frank, terrible picks and shows, but we still love you, Frank. Thanks for listening. Anyone on demand, of course, Mom listening, but anyone on demand listening, listen live if you can. That way you can have some input on the show, whether in the chat room or in the on the phone. So join us next week. So go vote. I hope I'll be in a good mood next week. So for GG, this is NG. Good night, America. Go Trump, please.
About the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning, something is missing from my experience. I've been living life in a hotel.